Judges chapter 12, verses 1 through 7, specifically verse number 6. Then said they unto him, Say now, Shibboleth. And he said, Sibboleth. For he could not frame to pronounce it right. Here in Judges chapter 12, Jephthah asked the Ephraimites previously to help him in battle. When Jephthah did not take the Ephraimites against the children of Ammon and defeated them and fought them without the Ephraimites, the Ephraimites were jealous, upset, and threatened to burn the house of Japheth. Japheth fought against the Ephraimites in battle, and as they looked to escape back into their land, they had to say a certain word in order to escape. They were asked to say Shibboleth, and instead they said Sibboleth. And as a result, 42,000 were defeated. They tried to impersonate others, but their speech betrayed them. This is similar to Peter in Matthew 26, who denied the Lord three times. Scripture states in Matthew 26, verse 74, that even though Peter was identified, his speech gave him away. This is similar today to most individuals who call themselves Christians. They can talk a good game. They can dress to impress and to look the part. They may have a Bible under their arm. They may sing certain hymns, but when you speak to them for a certain amount of time, certain things come out to identify them that they are not Christian. Give them a little time to speak, and you'll hear cursing, profanity come out of their mouth. Give them a little time to speak, and you'll hear backbiting and backstabbing of their neighbor. Give them a little time to speak, and you'll hear manipulations, individuals scheming and scamming others. Give them a little time to speak, and you'll hear that they have a live-in boyfriend, a live-in girlfriend, relationships outside of marriage. There are those who may profess to identify themselves as Christians, but when you speak with them, they identify as not being a Christian. Jesus is quoted in Mark chapter 7 that it is not what goes into a man's mouth that defiles him, but it is what comes out of a man's mouth that defiles him. For out of the heart the mouth speaketh. Individuals today are encouraged to examine themselves and make their calling and election sure. For oftentimes, speech can be a litmus test of what's inside the heart. And we are encouraged by the words of David in Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.